Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Molly Music is back. He's got a new song. This song is called Blessed. And, you know, he hasn't been on the show in quite a few years. So after this song, we're going to catch up and, you know, find out what he's been up to and, you know, talk of awards and things of that nature. So here he is, Molly Music with Blessed.
Text your people, they shit. All the problems and your needs if you just lawyer, doctor, anything if you just. You got some questions about some things you just. You a king, be the king, you just. Got proper comfort for the queens if they live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they shit. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like. Text your people, they should ask Christ. All the problems and your needs if you just ask Christ. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just ask Christ. You got some questions about some things, you just ask Christ. You a king, he the king, you just ask Christ. A proper comfort for the queens if they ask nice. Live in favor, see the dream if you ask Christ. Get your phone, text your people, they should. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like.
Is anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Since your wishes make you feel like less.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
God is good,
it's true, just like the statement. Look, the sky.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored that this man of God, this anointed man of God, this busy man of God, this man of God who is known all through the gospel and the music industry itself, has taken time out of his busy schedule to sort of bless us with his appearance and his presence. Molly Music, welcome to Real Gospel.
X, what's going on, man?
I am well. I'm well. What should I call you? Can I just call you Mal? What's
yeah,
what's,
man. Whatever feels best, man.
I appreciate that. So I like to start the program off by saying, just in case there's someone who discovered Jesus Christ for the first time on yesterday and they're not familiar with gospel music or the gospel artist, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Well, I would say, hey, how are you doing? I'm Molly, and I'm a musical ambassador for what I believe God is doing and going to be rolling out long after I leave this earth. But when I heard gospel music for the first time, it was in a transitional phase with artists and groups like Anointed and Tone, John P. Key, and there was a transitioning happening where we were getting rhythms and beats connected with Anointed lyrics that were reaching me at the age of 8 and 7 and stuff like that. And there was a huge gap between the Luther Vandross loving vibes of my mother and then it went even tones higher with my grandparents, and I just really wanted to do something for the future. Now I'm alive in the future, and God has brought me much success. I've had much struggles and trouble in these things because gospel music has a sound, definitely. But now it is more of an identity. It is more of a depth, and it's more of a perspective. Like hip-hop music or blues, it's mostly about what you talk about. And when acknowledging God, the struggles and the joys that come with walking that relationship, I wanted to be a part of that. And God is blessing to be able to do that. And I encourage you to continue to look up and look out for gospel music, and also to compare it to secular music and songs that you may like, so that we may be able to challenge ourselves and that you may be able to see and discern the difference for yourself.
That's interesting. So let me ask you this. You are originally from Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
I was born in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay,
maybe just moments or days, maybe a week later, once I was able to get cleared from the hospital, I flew to my grandmother in Savannah, Georgia. So I grew up in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, I'm familiar with Fort Gordon, I think, is up that way. Savannah or Augusta, somewhere in that area. I'm very familiar.
Yeah, definitely a military town.
Gotcha. Yep. Because I was there. I was at JRTC. I went to high school in Athens, Georgia. So we took a pilgrimage to go check out Fort Gordon. Yeah.
I went to Benedictine in Savannah, Georgia, and we would be taking our trips up to where you were. So we were in the same mindset.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things I noticed about your musical style, and you touched on it as you sort of gave a brief introduction to yourself. And so your music is it crosses genres. You are a person who seems to, you're like you've bridged the gap between the traditional and the inspirational and some of the secular and the gospel and some of the rap and some of the gospel. It's a mixture, sort of like a combination, a soup bowl of your mix of some of everything. Yeah. And it is just amazing. It just truly is.
I see like a menu.
Yes.
There's some things that people can't go near, but it doesn't mean that I have to be irrelevant. So if I only serve hamburgers, a person who only eats vegetables would not be attracted to what I'm offering. So like some people may go to McDonald's and they may never eat the burger, but they love the fries. I want to be able to offer the fries that will cause them to stay connected to the gospel menu. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Of music. And all I did as I learned and came up through servicing people and ages, that you need different things. So I might have had a song that might have been perfect for rocking the church on Sunday morning, but when God called me to do that kindergarten concert and all those little baby kids with those little sensitive ears were in there and they were lined up by the hundreds waiting for me to sing, I couldn't go screaming. I needed something simple that they could understand. I needed something musical that was entertaining. It needed to be high-pitched, very simple, similar to a lullaby or something, and it needed, and I needed to soften my voice. Once I found those types of songs, I would record multiple versions of those songs for those scenarios. Now, then some of the gospel and the praise and worship people will hear those songs, and they will define me according to those songs, but those songs are for my children's ministry.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I guess I just wanted to pave the way, because there are some people, solid hardcore, I preach the word, that's it. You got some people who don't preach the word, but they give to the church by the million.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part of the body. That is a part of the body, and they should not be cast to the side or pulled to the back just because they aren't in the light. They are how the lights are on.
Mm.
So that's a part of my menu. So that came with everything I learned. I wanted to, I guess, encapsulate, to be able to put in music to guide those who eventually will become curious of how to get out of something or to something. I already have the map written.
Amen. When did you realize that you had this gift and this talent, you know,
early,
the way you do? How did that happen?
Early, wasn't much TV, and we didn't have a lot of electronics to entertain us, so we were one of those families that did a lot of talent shows and would be, you know, tell stories. You get what I mean? Especially
yes.
early.
Yes.
So to be able to be active in the family, you had to be engaging or entertaining or anointed.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool because the whole world as an audience doesn't even compare to just a living room of your grandma, your sister, and your mom. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they know you on a more personal level, mm-hmm. and they know if you're faking one bit. So if you say something that starts to minister to them, that means that you are being used, because your sisters are going to invalidate you as an equal, you know, and then your mom is going to say, well, I gave birth to that. You have to really be healing the sick for Mary to say, this is God's child, you know. So I think I just wanted to increase the voltage. And I believe my great-grandmother, who did not hold back to tell me that my power was in the word, the words of God. So I'm like, okay, I don't understand the fullness, and I know there's a lot that I don't get in here, but I don't have to be 10 yet to understand that if she says that power is in these words, I'm going to take these words and write songs with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. Whether I understood it or not, the little pieces I understood, or I'll say something like, okay, well, let me just open up this part. And I'll record, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. I only know that protective scripture because I wrote lyrics to it when I was 9.
Wow.
So I equipped myself as a man before I knew it. But now I know this like my own songs, because they're knitted with my melodies and connected to my heart, and they are weapons that make demons say, hey, wait, whoa, and they make people who know the word be encouraged, people who don't know the word see the confidence to be able to stand up and try, and it gives me the faith to go forward.
Wow, that is so amazing. For those of you who may be tuning in right now and you missed the earlier part of the intro, let me reintroduce my guest. I am speaking with the Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, musician, producer, Mally Music, and the book of Mally, or Mally, is currently available. And this is different, though, because you're doing something different with this particular project. You know, the 12, I'll let you break it down.
Yeah, I'm really excited
seasonal.
About it. It's named, yes, it's named the book of Mally because it's kind of transitioned into the books that I will be writing. And what's crazy is if these were not songs, just like the Bible, like their melodies to every psalm in the book of Psalms, that we don't know the melodies, so we just read the lyrics and are blessed. So it's the exact same thing for the book of Mally, and it's like a book. The first song is really exciting, and then it gets deeper. As I said before, it goes like 3 feet and 4 feet all the way unto to people who could really swim.
What can we expect on this project? What collaborations? And I've checked it out, by the way. I love the project. So I can't say outdone yourself, because as soon as I say that, you'll drop something tomorrow and I'll be like, wow. So, but this is something else, man. This is something else.
That's the joy and my goal. And it also keeps me motivated. But what we can expect from this project is much more of the same, intentionally, of what I've been doing. But it, now I just have better cameras, bigger beats, better studios. Like, I get to enhance the craftsmanship of making music, versus some of the things that I still enjoy doing, whether it's banging on pillows and snapping my fingers. but now that we can just get certain things and make it better. And I just wanted to create a story. There's a song in there called My Blessings, and it makes me think of my life. And the lyrics say, count my blessings till they really high. What a life. And then that coin flips and says, but I've been seeing we could really die. So it'd be looking good in pictures after we be crying.
Wow.
And that makes me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. You know, like feeling strong and entitled and confident until he's dead, and then you're like, oops, we killed the Son of God.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and then, you know, you can have all the blessings and the riches in the world. Now you've got COVID and you hoping you can stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so man, it's a really, really cool story, and just a little more of me making these things that will be able to help us as believers and people who are transitioning into believing, into just relating. If we could relate on life, then we could take the next step together too.
Wow.
And the album is just different things. Some people are in a beautiful point in their life where they're in love. So I wrote a song for them called Yin and Yang. You get what I mean? And it just has to be a balance. A lot of people want to take from relationships, but I did like a clever little writing style inside of it where it's like, I'll negotiate one thing for the other thing. So I'm in a relationship and it's about balance, like a yin and yang. And I say to my lover, I'll tell you when the sun comes up, but you tell me when it rains. I'll hold the rope, I'll fight for you. You could do the same. I'll tell you every secret if you just stay on the line. I'll walk a million miles for you if we talk the whole time. What I'm trying to say is, I ain't finna be doing this thing by myself. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, so it's just like that. It's a good thing. And maybe some people may feel like Molly has lost his way when I start to speak on stuff like that, until they're believers with loved ones. And now it's okay. And now they need to walk in the mercy and the grace of being with someone they love. And it takes a little bit of romance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just incorporate those things, like, you know, Songs of Solomon, for all the young kids that will, as tomorrow, going to have a girlfriend and trying to find out what to do next, you know?
Wow.
It'll be all right. Just listen to the Book of Molly and I'll tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like a life of an album of personal experiences and a little culture. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to gain value.
That's right.
As life goes on, as all the albums do, yes. So maybe many people are like, I don't know what he's talking about now. But then 2 months go by and then something happens with their son, and that's the only song that pulls him out. And it's not necessarily about what they might have liked. But it was about the thing that resuscitated what you love.
Amen, amen. So in our last couple of moments that we have with you, tell us what...
And thank you for this time.
Oh, thank you, thank you. What is K-Approve Enterprises? What's that all
about? Oh, nice!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, K-Approve, that's my baby.
Yes.
That's my label and my licensing, you know, company. And through this music industry, I noticed that many of the most horrific stories happen in the birthing seasons of great artists and creatives' careers. When they're too vulnerable and naive to know that they're under attack is when the biggest scams are ran on them, and in their most vulnerable of times where they're defining themselves in the beginning. So in the past, I didn't have any place to say help, any way to help other than the advice that I could give. But just like a church, K-Approved is like an enterprise that I could connect with other entertainment, other goal people, book writers, songwriters, anybody who believes that they have something prophetic and beautiful that should be out, but they don't want to risk it being in the hands of the devil. I just created K-Approved to be something that they could potentially say, okay, we could at least try it with this, and we can find a way to come together to kind of, I guess, short circuit a plan that keeps the enemy confused and causes the kingdom to benefit in all of the ways that we don't know to think about. That's business wise, not taking bad or any loans, creating our own opportunities, and doing it with people who are who have your best interest at heart in the beginning. Just because I'm not far away from the failures and recovering from the blind spots that were meant to make me fall.
We need to take a quick break. So Molly, hold on 1 second. We're going to take a quick timeout and come right back with the rest of that story.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.